Chapter 5. I raised my eyebrows, but Elizabeth didn't smile or say she was joking. Instead, she just skimmed her fingers along the skin between my shirt and my pants, and every time she brushed back and forth, her fingers moved a little lower and lower. "You're serious, aren't you?" I smirked.
"Oh, I never joke when it comes to sex. What do you think?" "And what do you think, Eileen?"
"It would be a good test,"
the android replied, but it was impossible to read her expression. "Oh, then I think we'd better get you into your new skin," I said as Elizabeth's hand slid a little bit lower. "It's in the cabinet with my first prototype. Come out and join us once you have everything ready."
"And let me know if you need any help,"
my girlfriend called after the android.
"I do not require your assistance,"
Eileen replied.
"But I understand that it is an attempt to make me feel included, so I will say thank you."
"You're welcome, I think,"
Elizabeth laughed, and then she turned all of her attention back to me. She slid her hand back out of my pants for now, and instead, she slipped both her arms around my waist so she could pull my face down toward hers. Elizabeth brushed her full lips softly against mine at first, and then, as my hands slid up to grip her firm ass, she began to kiss me more deeply, until her lips pulled apart my own like she couldn't get enough of my taste. I kept one hand on her ass, but I brushed the other hand up her broad hips, past her slender waist, and all the way up to her generous cleavage. I wanted to rip off every last scrap of clothing that separated me and her. But I knew we could also take our time, since it would take Eileen more than a few minutes to get everything into place on herself. As my gorgeous girlfriend continued to kiss me, she slipped her hand back toward my cock and began to massage it through my pants. It stiffened as soon as she touched it, and I pulled her a little closer so she could feel my hard cock rub up against her skin-tight leggings.
"You feel good,"
Elizabeth purred into my ear. "Oh, I haven't even gotten started yet," I said with a grin.
"Then I think I should be the one to kick things off,"
my girlfriend said as she pulled away from my lips.
"You just stand right there."
"Oh, whatever you say," I snickered. As I leaned my back up against an empty work table, Elizabeth dropped to her knees in front of me, unzipped my pants, and then pulled them off over my ankles, so my cock was totally free.
"You should go ahead and take off your shirt, too,"
she said as she looked up at me.
"You know, just to make things easier."
Well, if it'll make things easier. Once I had taken off the rest of my clothes, my girlfriend didn't move. Instead, she just let her turquoise eyes wander up and down my body, like she wanted to memorize every line and muscle so she could picture me whenever she closed her eyes. "See anything you like?"
"Oh, yeah,"
Elizabeth said as she bit her dark pink lip. She finally tore her eyes away from my chest and focused her attention on my stiff cock right in front of her. At first, she just reached up to grip it in one hand, and she began to stroke along my full length. While she rubbed up and down, the black-haired woman leaned forward and just licked the tip of my shaft. Elizabeth licked a little more every time her fingers slid down my cock, until finally she wrapped her full lips around my tip and then dropped her hand completely. As soon as her hand was out of the way, my girlfriend slid her lips up and down my cock, and while I groaned at how good her mouth felt on my shaft, I felt her take a little more and more of me every time she slid her lips back down onto my dick. I brushed my girlfriend's long black hair away from her eyes, and then she finally took my whole cock into her mouth with a little soft gagging noise. "Oh, fuck. That feels good," I growled. Elizabeth murmured something, but it was muffled by my dick in the back of her throat, so instead, she just started to slide her lips up and down a little faster. Oh, everything about her hungry little mouth felt so good on my cock that I wanted to come right then and there. But I still wanted to make my superpowered girlfriend come first. I slowly slid her mouth back off my cock, grabbed her hands, and pulled her to her feet. Then, as she licked her lips, I tugged her loose blouse over her head, and then Elizabeth pulled off her tight leggings as fast as she could. Before I did anything else, I stepped back to look at her. My girlfriend had decided not to wear any underwear beneath her clothes, so as soon as we took off her shirt and pants, she stood completely naked in front of me. Her tits were so full and firm that they rose and fell with every breath that she took, and her legs and arms were so toned that she looked like she was built out of solid muscle. Even her broad hips were muscled, and I knew that was because she trained for hours in the gym every day, so she could always be the best in any fight she entered. Plus, her muscles gave her amazing stamina so that we could fuck all night, every night if we wanted to, and her muscles would never cramp or get tired. It was just one of the many perks that came from dating the superhero Dynamo. I slid my hands underneath her firm ass cheeks, picked Elizabeth up, and set her down on an empty workstation. Since Eileen was still getting ready, I figured that it couldn't hurt for the two of us to get started, and I felt confident that I could get Elizabeth to come for me before Eileen even came back from getting changed in the next room. I leaned forward, so the tip of my shaft pressed up against her slick entrance, but I didn't thrust inside her just yet. I just kissed her instead, and then slowly ran my tongue down her chest, flicked it in little circles around her dark nipples, and then kept kissing all the way down to her waiting pussy. I rested my hands on her thighs and pushed her muscular legs apart a little more, and then when Elizabeth began to moan, I finally lowered my head to her entrance and started to kiss her soft pussy lips. They felt like velvet against my tongue, and the more I licked her, the more my girlfriend moaned and wiggled her hips closer to me on top of the metal table. I wrapped my arms around her muscular thighs to hold her in place as I thrust my tongue inside her wet slit, but Elizabeth just groaned even louder, so I started to move my tongue around her pussy in circles. My lips continued to kiss her entrance, but my tongue moved deeper and deeper into the black-haired superheroine until my girlfriend suddenly gripped the sides of my head with her thighs and cried out.
Oh, Miles!
She screamed as the orgasm swept over her body. Her muscles spasmed as she finished her climax, and when she was done, I ran my tongue all around her pussy to lick up her sweet juices before I pulled my face away from her tunnel. Then I pushed myself to my feet with a grin, tugged her hips even closer to me across the table, and leaned down to kiss her firmly on the mouth.
Holy fuck, Miles. I can't believe you made me come so fast.
I can.
Eileen's sultry voice purred from across the room. My girlfriend and I immediately turned toward my android, and Elizabeth gasped at the same time that I raised my eyebrows. Everything about the robot's artificial skin was perfect. So as Eileen strode toward us now, there was no way that anyone could have told any difference between her and a human woman. Except for, of course, the fact that her proportions were so perfect that they would have been damn near impossible for any normal human woman to replicate. I had really outdone myself. Eileen's skin was almost as pale as Elizabeth's, but there were warmer undertones that were a perfect complement to her waves of dark blonde, almost brown hair. Her blue eyes were almost hidden by the long eyelashes that I had designed for her, and she hadn't bothered to put on any lingerie. No, instead, the only thing that she wore was a pair of thigh-high black stiletto boots. Eileen strolled toward us as if she had worn them for years, and every time she took another step forward, her massive tits bounced against each other over her taut stomach.
Fuck. She's perfect, Miles.
I know, I said with a smirk. How does it feel, Eileen?
Elizabeth is right.
The android replied.
This is perfect. I cannot detect any flaws that might require another version.
Well, then I guess we better test that out, just to make completely sure. Come here and join us. Eileen moved to stand next to me, but her stiletto boots were so high that she was almost as tall as I was. Elizabeth slid off the table and reached up to kiss Eileen's soft cheek, and I slipped one arm around her to pull her closer to both of us. While Elizabeth started to run her fingers up and down Eileen's new skin, as if she couldn't quite believe that she was real, I slid my hands into my android's hair and leaned forward to kiss her. Even her lips were perfect. They were full and soft, but she had all the dexterity to do whatever she wanted with them. And from the way that her hand began to brush against my cock, I could guess one thing for sure that she wanted to do with her mouth. But first, I was going to see how many times I could make her short-circuit when she came for me. I pulled away from Eileen's lips so I could guide Elizabeth toward my android, and as both women started to kiss each other, I dropped to my knees in front of Eileen's perfectly created pussy and started to graze my tongue along her narrow lips. Eileen moaned above me, but since my girlfriend's tongue was inside her mouth, I couldn't understand what the android said. Instead, I just kissed and sucked the android's clit at the same time that I slid two fingers just inside her tight entrance. Whew, she felt so warm and tight around my fingers that I didn't know which one of us was more pleased at first. But while Elizabeth kept kissing the android, I started to curve my fingers inside her and massage the inside of her smooth tunnel at the same time I licked her clit. The sense receptors in Eileen's artificial flesh were designed to be at least as responsive as normal human skin, so the more I massaged and kissed her, the more the android started to moan and lean deeper into her kiss with Elizabeth. Then my robotic assistant suddenly pulled away from my girlfriend, arched her back, and cried out in pleasure against my fingers inside her. Her blue eyes looked like they gave off little sparks, and Eileen reached back to grasp the table behind her with such force that she crushed the corner with one hand.
Oh, Creator.
Eileen moaned.
It has been too long since you were inside me.
Not that long.
Any amount of time is too long.
The android replied as her long eyelashes fluttered open.
I cannot understand how it feels so good.
Maybe you need a little more experience before you can figure that out.
Elizabeth said with a smile.
What did you have in mind?
Eileen asked. Oh, I can think of a few things. I snickered and then turned toward my girlfriend. But first, I'm going to need you to hop back up onto the table. Elizabeth climbed back onto the table, spread open her legs, and then scooted forward until her hips were just at the edge of the workstation. She pushed her long black hair back over her shoulders, and then she reached out to grab Eileen's hand and pull her closer, while her other hand reached out to pull me toward her too.
I want you, Miles.
Elizabeth purred as she brushed her fingers back down toward my stiff cock.
I need you inside me.
I kissed the black-haired woman and then lowered my head to her cleavage so I could take as much of her tits into my mouth as I could. While I sucked and massaged one of her breasts, I pulled Eileen down so she could do the same thing on the other side. And between the two of us, it wasn't long before Elizabeth started to moan loud enough to wake the neighbors.
Please don't make me wait anymore.
Well, if you insist, I said as I straightened back up. Do you, want Eileen to do anything differently?
God, no. Her lips feel fucking amazing, so I don't want her to stop.
Eileen just murmured something with the other woman's nipple inside her mouth, but then she just continued to kiss and play with Elizabeth's breast, and I was pleased to see that my android was such a fast learner. While Eileen occupied herself with my girlfriend's tits, I pushed Elizabeth's legs open a little bit more on top of the table until I was able to press the tip of my cock against her pussy. She was even more wet now than she had been when she orgasmed, so I knew that Eileen and I had really fucking turned her on. As Elizabeth placed her hands behind her on the table for stability, Eileen just kept kissing her, and I slowly started to thrust my cock into the beautiful superheroine. I worked my way in, inch by inch, and every time I slid in a little further, Elizabeth's pussy wrapped around my shaft like a goddamn glove that had been made for me. I slipped my hands underneath her muscular thighs so I could tilt her pelvis back a little more, and then on my next thrust I was fully inside her. As Elizabeth moaned and pushed herself even further down onto my cock, I held myself inside her and shifted my hips to grind against her clit. Finally, I pulled almost all the way back out of her and then plunged my full length into her again. I pumped my hips over and over again, and as I shoved deeper and harder into the gorgeous superheroine, her breaths started to come faster and more shallow, so I knew that she wasn't far from a second orgasm. When Elizabeth came, she just gasped, like someone had knocked the wind out of her, but as her legs quivered against me, her gasp turned into a loud moan.
Oh, fuck!
Eileen stood up so she could face me, and I pulled out of Elizabeth just as her legs gave another little shudder. My girlfriend let her legs drop back to the table, but even though her feet touched the floor, she didn't hop back down to the ground just yet.
That was very fast,
Eileen said.
Does Miles normally make you climax so quickly?
Yeah, he does,
Elizabeth said with a grin.
You could say that he has them. Magic touch.
Do you want a turn? I asked the android. Because I'd like to. I'll bend you over this table and see if I can fuck your brains out.
Fuck my brains out?
Eileen repeated. It means how I make you feel when you short-circuit. I laughed.
Oh.
Eileen immediately turned around, bent down over the workstation, and shoved her ass toward me.
Then yes, please. I am ready.
Oh, I see that, I said with a smirk. As I moved toward the perfect ass of the android, Elizabeth slid down to the floor and started to kiss me. I twisted so that I could slide my tongue into her mouth, and at the same time, I used one hand to guide my cock toward Eileen's narrow opening.
Mmm.
The android moaned as I began to thrust into her. I twisted back away from Elizabeth so I could use two hands to grip my robotic assistant's broad hips and pull her even closer to me. As I pulled her ass toward me, my cock slid deeper inside her, but I would need to adjust my angle if I wanted to shove my full length into her. Elizabeth must have read my mind, because before I could move, my girlfriend stepped forward and gently pushed down on Eileen's back right between her shoulder blades. The movement automatically forced the android's round ass up higher into the air, so right away my cock thrust deeper into her.
Oh.
Eileen moaned as I pumped my hips into her tight slit again and again.
Oh. Oh! Oh!
Her second orgasm seemed to take her completely by surprise, but I just grinned as I held my cock inside her while her perfect tunnel clenched around my shaft. Eileen banged her fist on the table as she cried out again, and when her climax was over, her legs sank a little bit underneath her. I pulled out and helped her down to the ground, so she stood on all fours on the floor between workstations. When I looked down at Eileen's impossibly tiny waist that broadened out into her round, firm ass, I knew that I wouldn't be able to hold myself back for much longer, but I still wanted to try something else first. Eileen, how would you like it if I keep fucking you and let you go down on Elizabeth? Would you like to taste her?
Do you mean in the same way that you tasted me, Creator?
Eileen asked. Absolutely.
Oh, yes. I would very much like to try that,
the android replied. Then, Elizabeth? If you don't mind. I grinned.
Not at all. Her lips feel so good when we were kissing, so I'd definitely like to see how they feel in, well, in other places.
My black-haired lover moved across the floor and sat down in front of Eileen. She let her legs fall open for the android, and then she leaned back on her elbows again, pushed herself forward, and wiggled her hips for Eileen.
"Ready when you are,"
Elizabeth said with a smile. Eileen lowered her head to the other woman's pussy so she could instantly start to suck and lick my girlfriend's clit and soft lips. She hooked her arms around Elizabeth's thighs so she could plunge her tongue deeper inside the superheroine. And from the way that Elizabeth moaned, it sounded like Eileen was a goddamn natural. Then again, I had designed her, so that really wasn't a surprise. I watched Eileen go down on my girlfriend for a few minutes, just so I could see them enjoy each other. But then, well, I couldn't take it anymore, so I guided my cock toward Eileen's waiting entrance again. This time, I was able to thrust my full length into her on the first shove, and the fact that she was on all fours made me slide even deeper into her slick pussy. I gripped her tiny waist so I could plunge my dick into her faster and faster, and Eileen even started to shove her ass backward so her pussy took more and more of my stiff cock. But since Eileen was nothing, if not a goddamn terrific multitasker, she was able to keep sucking my girlfriend's clit at the same time that she worked her tight tunnel further down on my cock. Oh, fuck. You feel good.
God, I'm close again.
Me too.
Eileen said as she raised her head from Elizabeth's entrance and then went right back in. Then I want you both to come at the same time I do. Understand?
Oh, shit. I'm gonna come right now.
I slammed my cock into Eileen's tunnel again, and when I pulled back to thrust into her one more time, the android cried out along with Elizabeth. So I finally let myself come. My seed exploded from the end of my shaft and filled the android's pussy to the brim. And as my cum sprayed into her, Eileen gasped and trembled until her climax had swept over her. She pushed herself up from Elizabeth, but my girlfriend's eyes were still rolled into the back of her head. When I had emptied the last of my cum into the gorgeous android, Eileen sighed and melted down onto the floor so she could flip around onto her back beside Elizabeth. But before my girlfriend relaxed beside her, she looked up at me and saw that a little of my cream still dripped from the tip of my cock, so she immediately moved toward me and wrapped her lips around the end of my shaft. She sucked and licked up the last few drops of my cum, and then she rocked back on her heels with a satisfied smile.
Oh, holy shit, Miles. We should test out Eileen's skin more often.
I think you're definitely right about that. How was it for you, Eileen? My beautiful android opened her eyes and sat up to face us both. But at first, she just sighed as a little spark appeared behind her left eye again.
It was perfect,
Eileen said.
Thank you, Creator, for my skin and for fucking my brains out.
Anytime.
So, on that note, I think I've got to get some sleep.
My girlfriend said as she stood up and slipped her shirt back on over her head.
You really wore me out, Miles.
Actually, before you go, I want you to try on an upgrade that I've been working on for your mask.
What do you mean?
I know that you have regenerative powers and all that, so protection isn't as big a deal for you as it is for, well, someone like me. But I also know that the Shadow Knight was able to knock you out in under a second with that gas he used. And I don't want us to ever be in that position again.
I know.
My girlfriend sighed as she pulled on her pants.
I should have guessed or seen it coming, so then
no, I... don't worry about that. That's all in the past. And it worked out just fine, didn't it?
Thanks to you.
It is impossible to change what happened.
Eileen chimed in.
So wishing it was different does not change anything.
Yep, so the only reason we should still be talking about it at all is so that we can make improvements for the future. But there's definitely no point in beating ourselves up about it.
No, you're right. So what kind of mask have you been working on for me?
I'd like all of us to use this eventually, as long as it feels good when you wear it. I don't want us to wear full-on gas masks, because one, that would ruin our whole look. But more importantly, it would limit our field of vision too much.
Then what other option is there?
This. I said as I held up a mask from one of my workstations. It was a small mesh mask that hooked over the ears and was just big enough to cover the nose and mouth, but it wasn't so big that it would block anyone's sight. The black material felt as light as linen, but each strand of fabric was reinforced with a second polymer material that could contract and block out all outside air. All we had to do was pull the strings that hooked over the ears, and it should keep us safe from any poisonous gas in the air. Of course, the only downside to the mask that I hadn't quite worked out yet was the fact that we would still have to trigger it for it to work, so it wasn't automatic. And its design at the moment was really just meant to keep us safe until we could run out of danger. But if we had to stay in a situation where poisonous gas was in the air, well, then we'd run out of oxygen and be shit out of luck. Still, it was a good prototype to start with, and there were any number of directions that I could take it from here. While Elizabeth hooked the mask over her ears and adjusted it into place, I got dressed again, and Eileen walked over to where she had a small wardrobe of clothes for herself. As much as she would have liked to walk around the mansion completely naked, I wanted her to wear clothes for now since, well, otherwise poor Norma would be so embarrassed that her skin would just burn right off her face.
It's so light,
Elizabeth said as she finished adjusting the mask.
How do I look?
Perfect, obviously, I said, but I adjusted the fit of the mask slightly on her face, so it covered from her cheekbones all the way down to her jawline. Is it comfortable? Is there too much pressure on the ears or nose?
It feels amazing. Almost like there's nothing on my face at all.
Pull back on the strings behind your ears. As soon as she did, the mask itself didn't look any different, but Elizabeth's turquoise eyes went wide as she realized that she couldn't breathe at all. Do you feel any kind of draft anywhere the mask needs to be better fitted to your face? You can just pull the strings again to release the polymer. After she returned the mask to its normal state, Elizabeth took a deep breath and shook her head.
God, that's crazy, Miles. I can't believe how quickly you designed that.
Can't you? I smirked. I'm still working out the details, but it's a decent base.
I only felt a slight draft just under my cheekbones. It wasn't enough for me to take a breath or anything, but I think it might have been coming from a gap around my ears.
I ran my fingers along the edges of her mask and nodded when I found the slight gap. Well, it would just require a little bit of tightening, because even though it might not be enough to breathe through, it could still be enough of a gap for poisonous gas to leak in through. All our masks would have to be fitted exactly to our faces, of course, but I would replicate the design once I had perfected it for Elizabeth. Since the polymer was woven into the thread, it would be a little harder to adjust the fit, but it was nothing that I couldn't fix after a few hours in my basement. After I jotted down some measurements, I let her go upstairs to get some sleep, while Eileen and I continued on our work. I had my android take over the study of Harpy's spikes, so I could continue to play around with my girlfriend's mask. It would be a good addition to her suit, or, more appropriately, to all our suits. I had already designed them with plenty of defensive capabilities, but it would be nice to have an extra layer of protection over our mouths and noses. It would be easy enough to include the mask inside my own helmet, and it would fit seamlessly inside Norma's current mask, too. So far, I hadn't designed any real kind of helmet or mask for Penumbra, so a sleek gas mask would be a good place to start for her. So I would probably make hers once I'd finished with Elizabeth's. When I had worked for a few hours, I finally started to feel my eyes droop, so I knew I should get some rest before the next day. After all, we still had to figure out the maniac's plan, find him, and then kill him, while at the same time, we had to keep Greyville safe from all the crazies who had likely been unleashed by the maniac's announcement. I left Eileen to continue her work, headed upstairs, and promptly passed out until the next morning. The smell of bacon was the first thing I noticed when I woke up, but I scrolled through my phone for a few minutes to check the news before I went downstairs into the kitchen. Only Norma was awake at the moment, so my mousy assistant waved and turned back to the pan of bacon that she was frying. She took a few crispy pieces off the griddle, and then her left hand shot out to flip a pancake on the next stove eye. Elizabeth and Penumbra joined us shortly after that, and while Eileen continued work down in the basement, the rest of us sat down around the kitchen table to discuss plans. And given the news updates that I had seen on my phone that morning, there was a hell of a lot to discuss. "So, first things first," I said once I had taken a sip of my black coffee. "I think we're all going to need to split up."
"What?"
Penumbra's blue eyes widened.
"Why?"
"Because all the looting that happened yesterday was just the beginning of the chaos. The maniac wanted the city to go crazy, and they've played right into his hands."
"What happened?"
"A hell of a lot of supervillains have started to cause trouble all over Greyville, and obviously that's making people panic even more."
"That might make it a little harder to track down the maniac. If we've got our hands full with a bunch of other assholes, then it'll be more difficult to keep our eyes on him."
"And I'm sure that's exactly what the maniac wants. And that's why I want us to split up, so we can eliminate as many supervillains as possible in such a short period of time."
"Won't they just, like, keep coming?"
"Not if we kill enough of them." "I've come up with a list of the ones that I think we should go after first. There's 5 big ones, and if we take them out, then the rest of the supervillains in the city will think twice before they do anything stupid. Then that should free up enough of our time to deal with the maniac."
"What about his plan to make the whole city go crazy? And I mean, tear each other's skin off crazy, not just some supervillains and common criminals who want to have a good time. Yeah, we still don't have a timeline for that. Should we be worried?"
"Like I said yesterday, the maniac won't carry out his plan until we know enough to try to stop it. But in the meantime, he wants to wear us out with all these minor supers, so when we do finally face him, we'll be so exhausted that we can't stop him, or that we'll make a stupid mistake and get ourselves killed."
"How can you be so sure?"
"Because it's what I would do," I said with a shrug. "I'd make my enemies run themselves ragged, so when they finally got to me, they'd slip up, and that would be the end of them."
"That does make sense. Especially since the maniac probably knows that we won't just sit by and let the whole city go to shit while we wait for him."
"Absolutely. But if we split up now and take down the worst villains, then we'll get the city under control faster than the maniac thinks is possible. And by then, he should have let us know about the next phase of his plan and how to stop him."
"You know, normally I would really hate his games, but I think it's actually going to help us this time. It will definitely buy us some time. So who do we need to fight, Miles? And how do you want us to split up?"
"I'm so glad you asked," I said with a smirk. "The 5 biggest supervillains at the moment are Hurricane, Hyena, Mira, Honeybee, and Frostbite. Hyena and Mira are working together, so whoever takes them will have to deal with 2 villains instead of just 1.
"I can take them. If you think that makes sense, anyway."
"Good, because I was going to ask you to take on Hyena and Mira, but I want Eileen to come with you." There was a sudden noise from the basement, and just a few seconds later, my robotic assistant bounded up the stairs and burst into the living room. If Eileen had lungs, she would have been out of breath, but instead she just stared at me like I had given her the moon.
"Do you mean it?"
the android demanded. 100%. I said with a grin. "We've perfected your skin, so as long as you put some appropriate clothes on, you can go out into the world and completely pass for a human."
"Thank you, Creator,"
Eileen said.
"I've been waiting to go out into the field with you for a very long time."
"Well, technically, you'll be going out into the field with Dynamo, but I know what you mean."
"Between the two of us, we will kill both villains easily,"
Eileen said.
"I am accessing their files now to review their powers."
"Why don't you go ahead and share with the rest of the class?"
"Hyena is classified as a speed villain,"
the android replied.
"He is very fast, and he throws his enemies off by projecting his voice into different locations away from his actual body."
"And Mira?"
Elizabeth asked.
"Mira is a different kind of projection specialist,"
Eileen said.
"She can generate multiple holograms of herself at once and project them to different places in order to confuse her attackers."
"Ugh, so they both like to fight dirty."
"That's why I'm sending the two of you. Eileen should be able to tell the difference between the hologram and the real Mira, and your reflexes are fast enough that, well, you should be able to keep up with Hyena."
"We will be successful,"
Eileen said as calmly as if she was just reading the day's weather forecast.
When I catch the real Mira, I will rip her arms off.
I know you will.
Norma, you'll be with me, and we'll take on Honeybee together.
Okay, Miles.
My mousy assistant said and bit her lip.
Just tell me what you need from me.
I'll also call Beacon in a minute and have him take on Frostbite. He's more of an inconvenience than a real threat, but if he keeps freezing pipes all over the city, then he's going to really start to cause some serious damage. So, when Beacon takes him out, it'll help to send a message.
What about me? I guess the only villain left is Hurricane, right? But, like, if Norma is with you and Beacon's on his own and Dynamo and Eileen are teamed up together, then that means,
It means you're going solo this time, Penumbra, I said with a smile.